Kim Pataha? It has been a perennial question. What is the way? What is the way? Seekers have been looking out. What is the way? Kim Patha? What is the way? Which is the path? Which is the path? Path is like a road. There is a difference between a path and destination. We think, we fight over the path. Path is just a avenue for our journey. So many paths are there, so many paths in the world. So many people are fighting over my path is better than yours, but path is just a avenue, but not the destination. It is not a destination. So many paths in this world, so as many people, so many paths, but all paths are called as a dark path. Path of darkness. We are fighting over my path is better because I am following. My path is better. The path is not the destination. Destination is different. Path, we need a path to reach the destination. We have to discover our own paths. Our own, all religion, we are fighting over, my religion is better than yours. Religion is just a path. Religion is not the destination. Our destination is not the religion. Religion is just an avenue. Avenue to reach the goal. Reach the goal, the darkness is enveloped. Everyone is treading the path of darkness. The path of darkness, the Upanishads are talking about, you are after many lives. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna also talks about, Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavanman prapadyate Vasudeva sarvamiti sahamatma sudurlabham. So after so many lives, treading the path of darkness, occasionally one Mahatma comes out. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Vasudeva means brilliant. One who has really realized the path of light. In the body, coming to the paths, the path is called as a, in the body there are 72,000 nadis are there. Nadis are also called as paths. Nadis are also called as a path for conducting the energy. There are 72,000 gross nadis are there. And if you count the subtle nadis, 720 million subtle nadis are there. In Upanishad, the Shatprashna Upanishad talks about 720 million paths are there. It talks about all 72 are dark paths. Dark channel path is leading to, it is like a cul-de-sac. We embark on this path thinking that my path is the greatest. I realized this is a cul-de-sac. It is going nowhere. I am hit the roadblock. I am not moving any further. It's a blind alley. I hit the blind cul-de-sac. How the Upanishad talks about all paths are dark. In the body also, we are seeking so many paths, we are willy-nilly practicing. No idea what we are doing, willy-nilly practicing, following the blind path. The blind path, there are 36,000 daytime nadis are there in the body, 36,000 nighttime nadis are there. Night, daytime indicates it is predominantly awakened during the daytime, and 36,000 nadis predominantly awake during the night time. daytime, it is talking about even the daytime nadis won't lead you to the ultimate light, nor the night time. There's a daytime and night time. There are daytime called as the masculine Purusha Nadi, 36,000 called as Stri Nadi, a feminine Nadi. Even embarking on feminine Nadi or masculine Nadi, you can't find the destination. You can't find the destination. It is identifying myself as a male, identifying myself as a female. You can't find that one. And it is talking about there are mist of 720 million dark nadis. There is only one nadi that is that has light. Out of 720, it's a million, only one nadi. It is buried deep within the darkness. The realized people, they say, where there is a darkness, seek the light in the same place. Seek the light in the place where darkness is there. The light is there in the darkness. Go deep within, find that one. The Upanishad mantra talks about Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya. All my lives, so many million, countless lives, I have been traveling in the path of darkness. May that path of light be open to me. Padmakosha pratikasham hridayam chapido mukham ado nishtya vitastyante nabhya uparitishtati santatagam shila bistum lambatya kosha sanhibam tasyante sushiram sukshmam tasmin sarvam pratishtitam. It is talking about above the navel, in the heart center, there is a lotus. Lotus is there, lotus shaped with head turned upside down. The bud of the lotus turned within, tasyante sushiram sukshmam, within that one, there is a finer than the finest. There is one place, everything, tasmin sarvam pratishtitam. Tasya madhye maha nagner vishwarchir vishvato mukaha. It is so agbrabhagbir bhajantishta nahara ajarakavihi. In that space, maha agni is there. That illumines the whole universe. That is there in your heart. Tasya madhye maha nagner vishwarchi. It is the most brilliant. Illya means the whole cosmos, it is there in your heart. That, so Agbrabhugbir, yesterday I talked about, that is the one first partaker. I may be having a party, but first partake, he partakes first. Whatever he enjoys first. Unless he partakes, unless he enjoys, we can't take anything. So Agbrabhug bhajantishta, nahara ajarakavihi neelato yadamadhyastha vidhyallekeva bhaswara. Everywhere darkness, like it is raining now, cloud everywhere, pitch dark, new moon night, no moon, pitch dark, cloudy night, no place, I can't see anything, no path is, I don't know where to go. I lost the plot in my life. I don't know where to go. Then it talks about the seeker, one who is intensely seeking. Sought the guidance of a guru, intensely seeking. I am seeking, like I was telling Manish, our Swamiji in Badrinath. He says, maybe it may be Badrinath, entire city is closed, but may either rahna hi rahna hai. I have to stay here. I don't want to move here. So intense, so much of intensity seeking, pitch dark, how it is experienced, yogi revelation like a streak of lightning. That yogi experienced that light from within. From nowhere, that streak of lightning that opens up. That light opens up. And nilato yada madhyastha vidhil lekeva bhasvaram. It is tasya ashikaya madhye paramatma vivastitaham. That nadi, there is only one nadi called sushumna. Shumna means light. Sushumna means brilliant light. There is only one path. There are so many paths of darkness are there, millions, but the path of light is only one. Tasya ashikaya madhye paramatma, the peak of that sushumna, paramatma vyavasthitaha, paramatma, supreme lord resides at the peak of that nadi, at the top, in the sahasrara, at the tip, he shows the light, like when we are lost, somebody like lightning shows the path, come this way, come this way. When we get that one inside the paramatma vyavasthitaha, sa brahma, that what is that supreme lord, it's brahma is the highest. Sa shiva means that path is so pure. All the other paths, whatever we are following aimlessly, we willy-nilly we follow, it's full of impurity. This path is Sashiva, Sabrahma, Sashiva, Sendra, all potent, all powerful. Sendra, so Akshara, indestructible. So Akshara, Vyavasthitaha, Sabrahma, Sashiva, Sendra, so Akshara. That indestructible light is there. It is talking about the path, so many paths. Kim pataha, which path I have to go? Yogi perennially looking for that one. I want that one. I am lost. I am going here, and my life has gone. Finished. By the time which path I have to embark on, I already become old. Sorry, sir, I can't do. This is another wasted life. Wasted life, yogi is intensely seeking. I want to experience that one. Tamasoma jyotirgamaya. Yesterday I talked about everything is darkness. Even the sunlight is a dark. Moonlight is a dark. Stars are dark. Everything, fire is a dark. Only path of light is there. Tasyante sushiram sukshmam tasmin sarvam pratishtitam tasya madhye mahan agnir. It is so bright. It is there which illumines the whole world, and it is talking about tasya madhye vanhishika aniyo urdva vivastitaha nilato yada madhyastha vidhyullekeva baswara nivara shoka vattanvi. There is no having seen that one never will experience the sorrow in life. Baswata, most brilliant, tasya ashikaya madhye paramatma vivastitaha sa brahma sa shiva sendra so akshara paramaswarat. We are all looking for freedom in our life. We are leading a helpless bonded labor type. Having seen that one experiences the freedom in life forever. Paramaswarat, because the supreme lord alone can give us the freedom. He alone is always free. One who is always free alone can liberate us, can give us the freedom. Paramaswarat, Seek that one, seek the light. Light, how to seek? Without Guru's grace, you can't. I may be running around millions of life. It is not possible. That is where our Shastra says, Seek tad vidnyartham guru me vabhi gachet. Samit panihi shrotriyam brahmanishta. With humility, approach. Humility and approach, seek out of humility. That path through the Guru's grace may be revealed to you. That is the path asatoma sadgamaya. That is the path of yoga. Path of yoga, that it is far beyond what religion talks about. Far beyond, that is the path of yoga, what yogis are talking about.